Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's up to you. I don't care. Nineteen fifties, like June and Ward Cleaver. Interesting. Me? Probably not so much gonna be into that one. Maybe. Well, yes. Yep. He has a personal fat life. Oh, no, what? Are my pictures on it? Oh, okay. Sorry. Excuse me. So how's everybody been? We've missed you guys. We've talked about you a lot. We just, I've had a lot going on and busyness, but we're doing better and things are kind of calming down, getting back into the normal routine of life. So it's good. Why don't you explain it? Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, well, there you go. True that. Yeah. Sleeping naked is the only way to do that. It's also like take a shower together or... Yeah, I definitely didn't. Sorry, but you couldn't hear him probably. He said to tell you guys about how when we first got together, I was kind of anti-nakedness. And now I get it. It's not necessarily that, like, it's literally about the rawness of being together and just how there's nothing holding you back at that point. It's just pure togetherness, which is good. Everyone should do that. Painting bodies. Like Like just painting your body to paint your body? Or like to roll around on the canvas or something? Oh, what? There you go. Then true that. Oh no. Energy play. Oh. Yes. Right. You do, but you just don't call it chakra. Oh, goodness. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. Right. Oh, well, there you go. Oh, we did. Yeah. Oh. You have to not laugh because that causes me to go bad places. I don't want anything burning my asshole during sex. That doesn't sound pleasant. You are funny tonight. Oh, goodness. That one caught him off guard. That's how you know it. Not me. That was not me. Yeah. No, no. No burning buttholes for me, thank you. Human furniture. Interesting, I guess. Foot sliding. Yeah. But we didn't, yeah, we didn't like treat it like he was a baby. It was. Oh, no. Oh, sure. Yeah. Tea that you can drink. Cookies you can make. Kinda, yeah. No, I don't think so. Keeping your breast milk flowing that much for me is a lot. So I think to do that, it would take like I'd have to work on it pretty regularly, all day long, every day. So. I don't know. I guess it depends on how hard it was to maintain. Yeah. Or two or three. Yeah, I think what's funny is, like, for our life, for example, what brought on that conversation today was that someone was totally floored by the fact that we were in a relationship, the three of us, rather than me just being the side piece. Like, they were totally okay with me being the side chick. But the moment I said, no, we're all three in a relationship together, she was like, that's a little too much, which was funny to me. So... Is it my first polyamory experience? Yes. No, I don't think so. I don't miss it. I feel like we do a really good job of having enough one-on-one time that you don't miss that part of it. Thank you. Yikes. I guess my thought process on that is if you're somebody who gets off rather easy or rather quickly, then I could see you trying to control it to prolong what's happening. But power in controlling it, well, I don't know about all that. Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. I can't see him sitting watching someone else do me. I just can't see that happening. We're more vanilla than we seem. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm working on it. We had we used to use this one massage oil that was really nice, a lot. It didn't taste bad, and it went in your skin pretty quickly, so it didn't make a huge mess and that kind of stuff. I don't like to be sticky, so a lot of people like to use stuff that is sticky. That's not who I am. Okay. Yuck. Yeah. You know, in a controlled situation, maybe, but like I said, I don't want to be all, like, I don't want it to be over, and then I'm, like, covered in goo and yucky. Yeah. True that. True that. Goodness. Super sticky. Yeah. Thank you. Oh my gosh, this is gross. It's beyond. So don't ever eat salad at our house. Holy moly. Vacuum. To do what? I'm not. I'm sorry. I really am dumb, guys. Seems like it might hurt. No, I do. I didn't say no. I said maybe. Change what I like. Yes. Oh. Yeah. Oh, I feel like we've talked about that before.
Sorry about the dead air. It's just me now. Star's calling back in. We'll be here in a minute.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry, everybody. Apparently my phone dropped the call. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Good deal, good deal.
A lot of people asking us about water sports.
Hey, I know what that is.
We're not into water sports, really. We sometimes accidentally have pee stuff, but we don't ever really do it on purpose. Those are some of our no's for sure. It's pee and poop and stuff like that. We're not into bodily fluids.
I mean, that just kind of plays into the, you know, like to be dirty part.
Now, hold on. Star doesn't like to be dirty. Teddy doesn't mind sometimes getting a little down and dirty. Star, what is the nastiest thing you've done?
Nastiest thing I've done?
They want to know the one thing that really makes you feel slutty about what you do.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Name something with them. It says you're still there. Blog Talk's having some issues, so Star got dropped again. I don't think she feels like ashamed of any of the stuff we've really done. I guess to the world, the sluttiest thing she probably ever done is given a blowjob in a theater? Or maybe the threesome in the theater was probably the worst. What movie was the threesome in there?
Was it Hunger Games?
Yeah. It was during one of the Hunger Games. It was during the last Hunger Games. It was boring as hell. What, the second half? The bad part about it is I was so excited to see it.
Yeah, during the second half of the last Hunger Games movie.
Yeah, we all were so excited to see it. The Hunger Games is one of the most popular polyamorous movies around. So we were excited about that, to see it together. And then that last one was a little dull. It moved along a little slow. They want to know how we orchestrated a threesome in the middle of a theater. Not to toot my own horn, but if you have Teddy Love around, you'll be able to get it done. They all think it's a little amazing that you take everything in the butt, but Slinky. Right? It hung you up again?
Yes, it did. It has me on pause again.
Yeah, Blog Talk is going crazy today. It keeps dropping star. Oh, one of our softball friends has a question. Why are you guys not into blood play? Let's wait for Star to get back and then we'll answer it. Guys, I'm sorry that this show is being so choppy today. Oh. Okay, Star's back with us now.
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Yeah.
Is that like cutting until you bleed? Is that what that is? That seems a little intense to me.
Definitely would be intense. Like I said earlier, we don't really like any weapons involved with our sexual stuff. We try to keep our sexual stuff sensual. I will say that I have a fantasy all the time of digging my nails into Star until she bleeds. So I guess that could be a blood play. Now you hung up again. Star hung up on us again. Yeah, I think I'm going to end the show and we'll follow up on the show if we have to or answer the rest of the questions some other time. Thanks for listening. Sorry. See you guys later. Thanks. Bye.
Well, I didn't, like, I think he's happy.